More in SaaS. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Alan Moore and Brent SaaS have separated themselves from the rest of the lead pack. Satellite tracking shows Moore and SaaS about 15 miles ahead of Hans Gott and Michelle Phillips, who are also running close together in third and fourth place. The front four are all expected to reach the Yukon River community of Circle later today. Meanwhile, a group of mid-pack racers are out of the previous checkpoint at Eagle, KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
While the frontrunners make their 160-mile dash down the Yukon, over glaciers and through the snowdrifts, mushers in the middle of the pack continue to trickle into their first stop on the American side of the border.
I mean, it's kind of cool because how many people get their passport checked by dog team, you know?
It's Jesse Royer's second time through Eagle. The veteran musher said she's running a conservative race in the middle of the pack. She's had some time to stop and take photos, but not enough time to stop when she saw some goodies that had fallen off another musher sled at the top of American Summit.
A knife and some food and, I don't know, a few different things, but I was too busy hanging on myself to try to stop and pick some of that stuff up.
A lot of mushers said this road, one of the four major climbs of the race, was windy this year, with big snowdrifts over the road, which is unmaintained during the winter months.
You hit the hard spot and you go sliding sideways out of control, and then poof, you hit the soft stuff and you just stop.
She said another challenge was making out the trail markers.
I saw where the moose, a couple different places, went up to the Yukon Quest trail markers and picked them up and knocked them down.
Martina Payau-Kraitan, who is currently sitting in the top rookie position, doesn't seem concerned with keeping the speed on. He says he stopped for photos at the top of American Summit.
Because it was pretty nice views, you know.
He's been giving his SD cards to the media team from the Yukon Quest when he gets to a checkpoint. Why does he do it, with no compensation for himself?
I don't know. People get to see my photos.
Raitan plans to attend photography school next year. Cody Straith and his dogs, of Esther, were feeling pretty lethargic after staying up overnight on his first run from Dawson.
Got up to get going and the sun was shining real nice and the dogs didn't really want to get up, and I didn't blame them. I didn't want to get up either, but
he pushed through the long stretches of trail by listening to music.
I get real heady if I let my mind wander too much, so I think about the dogs, and then if I get a little too depressed or a little too dark, then I just sing songs and forget about what I'm thinking about.
He also looks for clues left from his wife, Paige Drobny, who's running towards the front of the race pack.
I look at every camp spot I go by and see if I can tell if it was hers. Every time I see a booty that is hers, oh, there's Paige's booty. And we have these dog coats that have this flap that rips off sometimes, and I found she has the same ones. I found three of those on the trail. So, yeah.
Still, he says, he doesn't worry about her.
She's got it under control. She's got a great dog team. She's got a good head on her. She knows how to handle herself out here as good as any of these people. So I don't worry about her, but I definitely wish that I could see what she's doing.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Lex Trinan.
The Quest field is down to 27 after the scratch of rookie Lisbeth Norris in Dawson City. Norris is the third musher to drop out of this year's race after Jimmy LeBling and Olivia Webster scratched Thursday. Webster is the wife of two-time Quest champion Hugh Neff, who is banned from this year's race for poor dog care in the 2018 Quest. Webster, who also goes by Neff, claims she was forced out of the race after receiving help untangling her team from a passing snow machiner just outside of Dawson City. Neff says she returned to Dawson to drop two females in heat and signed Quest paperwork, but did not realize it was agreeing to voluntarily scratch.
And Hugh was kind of really upset and kind of yelling at the race officials, like, why did you do that to Olivia? And he asked me if I signed a paper, and I said yes, and he goes, no, why did you do that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Quest rules generally forbid mushers getting outside assistance. Neff also claims she was forced by a Quest vet to drop a lead dog at Dawson. Race officials declined to elaborate on details, but race marshal Doug Harris says officials cannot force mushers to do anything without backing of a race jury, and no jury was convened. The Neffs plan to mush from Dawson back to their home in Tok via the Quest Trail. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.